Hi, everyone. I'm Maddie Smith, and
who?
Shit, it's that time of the week.
Yeah. What's happening? The girls are back in town.
We're back. We've been all the fuck
everywhere.
Over.
We've been all.
You've been all over, dude.
I feel like I've been all over. You've been.
I've been
driving the whole time.
Place.
You've been in the same place. I've been in Canada. I brought weed through customs.
Yeah, you're you could wild.
Say, you could say I'm feeling pretty.
Stop! You're
cool.
Literally Piper from Orange Is the New Black.
I know.
You do look like Johnny Depp from Blow.
I did watch a. I watched a TikTok and this TSA girl was like, "It's fine to bring weed.
It's literally fine."
She said, "If it's in a little vape thing."
And guess
she
what?
Said they can't tell. They can't tell. She said, "Put it in the."
In your makeup bag?
Through the, yeah.
It does not matter. And I will, I'll tell you this because I had my bag checked and searched and they pulled out a thing of shampoo. Mm. They literally like, next to the vape, they were like, they pulled out and they're like,
what
and
do I was you
like,
know?
Oh, it's over. And they're like, Neutrogena? Really?
You're like, Oops.
Yeah, it's cheap.
They're like, you know, it's supposed to be lower than this. Yeah, and they like oh, empty it out.
Throw the whole bag out. It's fine. I like crawled
they're
my
like,
gate.
Neutrogena, really? What about Olaplex?
Look at your hair.
Have you not heard? Also, those dogs are there for worse things. Mm. Those dogs are there for bombs and coke.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yes. But I'm going to talk about
two
Canada. So,
good luck.
So I'm going to talk about Canada a little bit later on the Patreon, which we have, which we started. We go into Patreon about an hour in.
This week on Patreon.
Caroline is talking.
Wait, can I say something about drugs? Because Stuart just said something about
Caroline
exercise.
Is talking.
Stop trying to win the fans over.
When you get cheated on, you literally are allowed to slap someone at least three times.
At I least. Think.
3 to 10.
My yeah. dream is to slap the shit out of someone and they really deserve it.
If your daughter wants to get married to me, then that's whose approval I need.
Right.
Respectfully.
Yeah, she was like, my pussy flow like juices in your mouth. Suck it out like a glass of milk.
Literally.
So some get some deluxe content. We got a new segment from Ashlyn. Mm-hmm. It's called The Hot Seat. I do a little recap of my weekend on the road. Recap. Get it?
I love a theme.
No cap. That's recap. On the Patreon yeah. where I spill juicy secrets that I probably shouldn't say on air. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's coming there. And then Stuart does her speed dating in the Patreon too, so we can talk about who we've cheated
fucked
on. Basically, what it comes down to is we share things that people shouldn't know about us
yeah.
in the Patreon. So join, it's a good time. And then one more announcement. We have a sponsor.
Yes, we do.
And her name is Lori. L-O-R-I. Motherfucker sent us two a thing of blueberry scones and a bunch of edibles.
Yes, homemade. Chef Lori, thank you.
No,
Caroline,
where'd
the
note go?
Oh my god,
here it is. Oh my god, I'm so
delivered.
We have had multiple sponsees throughout, but Caroline. This one is super like intimate because Lori came hand delivered us.
I love Lori.
And she wrote a note and I'm gonna read it out loud.
She's so cute, you guys.
She was so
you can
cute.
Leave out the part where she says I'm her favorite. You can leave that part out.
You know what? When she said that, I didn't even retain it. I said
wait, she said that?
I said it's like when someone says they love your mom. I'm like, wait till you know. Yeah. Wait till you know. You know what I mean? So let me read this note.
Lori's hot too.
She's hot. Yeah.
She's a baby.
Let me read this note. Dear That Time of the Week podcast crew.
Woo.
That's us and Caroline. Yeah. She's the crew. And Michael and Angela. Thank you for letting me sponsor your podcast. Always. Always. I would get a sponsorship from Hitler at this point. My name is Lori from Staten Island, New York. She's the queen of Staten Island.
Island vibes.
I've been a baker and stoner my whole life. So
love
this is
that.
My calling.
Aww.
I deliver weekly, ship domestic, and set up event tables. I hope you enjoy the edibles and regular baked goods. All your listeners that reach out to me get 15% off their baked order. So gettingbakedwithlori.com, reach out to Lori, and I think we'll try some scones and Caroline and I might try some of the actual edibles.
Some of them look so good.
In our
good.
Edibles, it says brownies with sprinkles, chocolate chip banana muffins, salty stoner spice mix. It's a great way to microdose. Take a few and have a light uplifting buzz. Reese's buttercup and cinnamon cookie.
Oh, that's what I want.
And peanut butter glazed cookie.
That's all I ever wanted.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think I'll try
I think
something.
I'm going to try it.
Oh,
all.
My God.
See if I can get baked with Lori in the next hour.
So
and
cute.
I'm
Lori.
Saying,
I love her
so
stickers.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
And thank you. I'm so glad that 3 out of 3 sponsors have been weed oriented.
This is where we're going.
Like, no
we had a weed. weed podcast.
It's
now.
Never anything else.
It's I love who we are.
I'm off it. The margaritas until they start paying me.
In margarita.
I do weed only. Yeah. Now.
So we got some goodies. So,
I love how she said microdose. Ain't no way I'm microdosing
that
dessert.
Caroline.
Wait, there's Chex Mix.
It's so hard to control yourself with the dessert.
So do you want to try some of this?
And sure, I would love to.
That brownie looks so good.
Do the Reese's thing.
But anyway, thank you, Lori. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
And then before we get into our topics, upcoming dates, Oklahoma City. Bricktown Comedy Club, September 1st through 3rd. And then you know what? I'm filming Wildin' Out for a little bit.
Yes.
But then later in the month, I'll be at Virginia Beach. We're going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Okay. And then guess what? Just booked Friday after Thanksgiving in Toronto.
What?
So come through, motherfucker.
So you're a Canada chick.
I am a Canada chick. And like I said,
international now.
Like I said, I'll be talking about my Canada travels with Trevor Wallace and Tom Segura later on the Patreon. So listen up and let's get into some topics.
That looks so good. I can't. I'm distracted.
We're not the same body type
let's get
right
into
now.
The topics, girls.
Yes.
Okay, so first on the docket Choir. Is the yes. rise of lonely single men.
So this article has been going out and about on the media.
Oh, yeah.
It was literally a Psychology Today article. That's how you know it's bad.
Psychology
when the doctors
today.
Are saying we got that's a pandemic in. And it's called men and who can't get their shit together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can't get hard or what's...
No, the article said...
It's because... So basically there's 62% of dating apps are men. And so this like imbalance is usually because women are getting they're increasing their standards for relationships.
Yeah.
Mostly like they need to be emotionally available and know how to communicate.
Be talking too.
And women forgot to settle. We're not settling anymore.
And the women are talking.
Well,
we are discussing.
The TikToks,
we are saying, yep, there's
people
dating
are saying
TikToks.
TikToks. Like, sometimes I'm in a relationship. I'll still get the TikToks. I'm like,
dude,
I'm like,
there's no reason to settle anymore either. Like, now you can, because women can work so they can afford their own rent.
True.
So there's no reason to settle. You can buy your own dinner because half of these
you can
men.
Have your own baby?
Yeah, literally.
I genuinely think the women are talking.
Women
and
are
we're
talking.
Realizing like bad behavior.
This is why they never should have let us go to liberal arts school.
Yeah.
Because
no.
Now we know.
No.
The first mistake was letting us drive because we can get places by ourselves.
And see with our eyes.
Yeah.
I
think it goes down to the vote. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ever since then, it's been
we were there.
We have opinions.
Here's a red flag. Here's a red flag to look out in men versus back then. Smoke your ciggies, eat a grapefruit for lunch, and let them hit you. You know? And now it's like, you're breadcrumbing me. Bye.
But also, how many of these 62% guys that are on dating apps are also married?
Are
also in relationships.
Married, in relationships, looking for a third, closeted.
Yeah.
Like, that brings us down to how many men are left on the apps?
12%.
Two guys.
The
and they're just always there.
Yeah,
you ever open the app and you're like, oh, it's you again.
Yes. Same person.
You're like, nah. We know each other.
I just want our friends.
Yeah. That's Jim. He's always here.
You're like, how are you doing?
Yeah, Jim got a bike.
Yeah. They always come back. I think it's getting rough out there. And I think they are resenting, guys. The men are resenting.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't changed really. I'm like, y'all need to
evolve.
I don't think they can.
At least
the 50s men who hit us, they weren't.
I don't think they can change. I think the current men have to be born and then they have to, we are stuck in the generation of, our generation is out of the kiln. They're cooked.
Yeah. They're cooked. Cooked.
There's no change in them, in my humble opinion.
But
you guys
so
know me.
Do.
I'm fresh out of...
It's also like there's no real danger for men. Like using the dating apps as a stat is crazy because there's no danger for them being on dating apps. Like maybe a lot of girls, maybe the 62% and then there's like 48% or 38% of women is because like they're like, yo, I don't want to get murdered. They do be murdering.
I know. People always say that, but I used to just
me too
rip it through the dating app, meet someone at the most horrible location, White Castle off Myrtle White Castle.
And if they didn't want to murder you, who are they going to want to murder?
Right.
The perfect person to
murder. You're the
perfect. Right? Media attention immediately.
Yeah.
Redhead. Feel like,
so they wouldn't murder you then.
I know.
I would be the last straw. Like, someone would go on a murdering rampage probably after being with me.
Oh, guys will leave a date with me and be like, I think I'm gay. Or they, like, go on a shooting.
With people who look like you.
There's no hope.
I can't handle her. That's always what I assume when a man leaves me. It's too much to handle.
Yeah, am I?
I'm too good.
I'm too good for him.
They're intimidated.
She's too successful.
So basically this guy was saying that like, you know, basically the men have to do some work. And if they're willing to, you know, go to therapy, Which I, you know, I think all I think men need more therapy than women at this point.
I think I would
we've
like
all
to
been
say,
to therapy and back.
I think men have to do a little work, but I also think it's up to us to also stay detached from people. Man.
That's so hard.
I do find you find yourself getting sucked in, and we also kind of feed into the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So if it's also up to women to like kind of like.
Yeah, not take everything like, personally.
Stay like detached for a while you learn about the person.
That's so hard.
No, we're just not settling when it comes down to it. Like we're just like, no, next. Like, thank you.
But there, who's
but we
left?
Have to learn how to not do that too.
So you're we putting this on women to, out?
No. No. Yes. Yes. I'm just a both sides kind of girl.
What are you saying?
You're saying like we Chanel. Have
to. No, I'm saying it as we continue to date men, like. We have to stay like like you ain't shit.
Yeah,
you ain't shit.
Like knowing that when you go or keeping our expectations low.
Yeah,
low.
Yeah. But then when they do bare minimum, it's just, like, oh, he's so amazing. God, he's so,
or yeah. you just can't let them poops, hinder your growth or like what happens a lot in couples too is like you forget how good you are because mm-hmm. you're like I want you to like me so much, mm-hmm. so you like kind of forget yourself,
yeah.
like being like I'm the bitch, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I don't know if it's so much like putting them at a low standard, but also being like I'm that bitch too, yeah, and being like yeah. you can be that bitch, but I'm that bitch
some
too.
Bitch.
But I'm
that
you know
bitch
what I mean? Too. So I think it's like kind of like that, like yeah, if that's what you're
know
saying.
Your worth.
I think yeah. what I was trying to say, Rich. Sorry, those Chex Mix fucking hitting as I'm like, as I'm like, no, I've been high since like 11 a.m. No,
I'm like the metabolism is low, is high, honey.
I'm like it's a Chex Mix. No, I've been puffing on a vape since I've been in Canada 5 days ago. But I think also my goal for a relationship is to be in a relationship that's so stable. I don't think about him as much as I have thought about my other significant others.
No, 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 no.
So I think also as we move forward, I want a relationship, but it's not the only thing I want. Because then we give them so much power because they know that we want to settle down and get married when they can just fucking all day and night. So they fucking they know that.
Yeah.
So that's why it happens. So we also have to be like, no, I'm detached. And a relationship isn't my whole life. So when one crumbles, you're like, okay, bye.
It's crazy that a healthy relationship means you don't think about the person as much, right?
Yeah.
It's healthy to not be obsessed.
Yeah.
And it just feels like love should be obsession, right?
Right.
It's
like
crazy.
I want someone to be like, do you have a boyfriend? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
you're like, who?
I don't know what he's doing. But you know, you can always, you know what I mean? Like, I want it to be like a part of my life, but not the whole
not
part.
The whole
Whereas I think a lot of people are.
I feel like you're in a healthy relationship.
I am.
Like, when we were in the Hamptons, you like weren't on your phone and your relationship is fairly new.
Yeah
and you weren't like on your phone. I expected you to be on
Let's
your phone
not
a little
give
bit
him
more.
Too much credit.
We're giving you credit.
Okay. No,
we're giving
you
credit.
Leading
Ashton's like,
I'm kidding.
Ashton's like, you weren't on the phone. Stuart's like, yeah, because he didn't call me. Because
he literally hates me.
Stuart's sitting there like,
no, I'm kidding. No, you're right. I'm in a good, but we both do our own shit. We have our own things going on.
Yeah.
I settled in some ways and didn't settle in others. You know, I feel like girls sometimes you get a little too picky.
Right.
Like gotta be.
As we start to recognize, like all this information is being fed to us so about all the red flags and like, ghosting. Like you also
you have
to
see the best
the person.
Because I got caught up in that in the beginning. I'm like, oh my God, I never once.
Because there's
like you go on extreme because you learn all this stuff and you pull back a little bit.
But everyone has red flags. So that's what's scary.
That's what's scary.
I know.
That's what's scary is that people be having red flags, but that's normal. But now that we're like, red flags, maybe they're like yellow flags.
Mm-hmm. Red flags.
Yeah. Slow down.
Proceed with caution.
He smiles when you order a drink.
You're like, wait, I shouldn't say this not on the Patreon, but I am in a healthy relationship because I used to be, in my past relationships, I was a bitch. And I'm just realizing I'm not.
You're
anymore.
Realizing it was the man, not you.
Mm. Well, I think it was me. I actually do think it was me, part of me. I just wasn't, I wasn't doing my own thing.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
So
and now I'm doing my own thing.
Your, like, source of everything, you're going to be a bitch.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then you start to resent them and like all this stuff. But I'm like, I never really am a bitch. And I'm like, wow, this is healthy.
Right.
Well, when you get into a good relationship, you realize, oh, I don't have to be a bitch.
Yeah.
No.
Do you
miss
your
also getting because I'm getting the needs met that I had always wanted,
right.
I think, that I wasn't getting.
Do you miss being a bitch, Loki?
Which means I sort of do. Sometimes like, should I be a bitch? And then I'm like, there's nothing really coming.
Right.
Music sometimes change. I like to act crazy with Kate, just to be crazy.
I like to get it's in like one little fight, especially because I like to drink and then fight a little.
Or like if they do then, something definitely wrong, you're like, I'm going to pout. I'm going to feel good. And you're like, in your head, you're like, I love you. You like with Andrew.
But then you have to like get it back. No, yeah, I did that this weekend.
It's fun to like pout.
I'm such a pout. I like to be like, who's that?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying because, you know, it was important
to
me.
I like to do my little like.
Yeah.
And I just like
I'll just be like, oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I like to roll my eyes a lot. That's my favorite.
I have to have at least like two drinks before I start fighting though, because it's not as fun sober. It's just not. It doesn't hit.
No. Because there's too much logic.
It's You're
but
like,
your brain when you're drunk is like, cry. Like,
start crying.
Start something.
Start cry, something. Cry again.
And then you fuck and it's amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Then you're like, why was I crying?
You're like, I'm sorry about earlier. So I'm just like,
so you get down.
Anyways, wow, that lemon blueberries hit. No kidding.
Yo, that lemon blueberries go.
Wait,
no.
It looks so good.
There was some other stuff going on there. Yeah, Carolyn, right.
We have Jeanette McCurdy's memoir.
Yes.
Whoa, I'm thrilled to read this. I'm like,
so you guys have to explain that to me. I have no idea what's going on.
Jeanette McCurdy was a Disney Channel Nickelodeon star, actually.
iCarly.
iCarly.
Okay. And Kat and Sam.
That show with Ariana Grande. And she wrote a memoir. You would recognize her. She wrote a memoir.
You would love her. She's a curly haired blonde.
She's cute.
That's not all I need.
She has a very like.
No, she's ugly. She's got bangs.
She's like indie now.
She's not
stupid.
She's like Zoe Deschanel.
Stupid. So she wrote a memoir, and it was about her time.
You need to settle more for the people I ask if are hot or not.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so she wrote a memoir, and it was about her youth, her time working with Ariana Grande, and her mom, her eating disorder, a little bit of I don't know if there was drug use, but Dan Schneider. Who I've been telling people for years that Dan Schneider be fucking
everybody knows
little kids, and people are like, I'm like at a party telling someone, and they're like, what, really?
Well, you know what's crazy?
I thought everyone knew about that.
People don't know.
What's crazy was that I saw a TikTok talking about how like women are communicating and TikTok. Like, I saw a TikTok where I think it was the show that Ariana Grande was on or someone. So it was two girls, and they were laughing on the floor, and they had dress like their skirts up
and their feet.
And
yeah, he likes feet.
He likes their feet.
Well, they have like their
rumor has
like,
it he has a foot shaped pool.
Is that true?
Rumor has it.
Okay, well, I'm about to get one of those. I'm about to get a booby
pool. And then the little toes are little hot tubs.
Yeah, I'm about to get a
personal hot Tesla.
Hell yes.
With the license plate feet pics.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But so I saw this TikTok of like them laughing on the floor, and then all of a sudden like Dan Schneider comes around and like Ariana Grande pulls the other girl's skirt down, like being like, I think it was like Ariana and someone else, and it was like the TikTok was like, see how Dan is a creep and like all of that.
And to think when I was a kid I was like, I want to be a child star.
Yeah. Oh
my I know God.
I want to be Amanda Bynes. And now I'm like, thank fucking God.
I'm like, if only my mom had moved me out to an LA apartment and let a man rape me. I could be out on drugs.
You
could
have a memoir.
What? That's what they did.
Yeah. No, I'm laughing.
Her mom was like her pimp.
Yeah, so Jeanette's
mom was also a Mormon.
Yeah, and she tried to tell her mom, I don't want to act. And she's like, yes, you do. It's good for you. Her mom weighed her every week and measured her thighs.
And washed
her
and her brother.
She had to do weird.
Like, wiped her ass until she was like 10.
She had wiped to her ass. Shower with her. The son was showering with the mom.
He was like, please don't. She's I don't want you to get old.
Yeah.
Growing up is hard.
It reminds me of like, what's it called when your mom tells you you're sick, but you're not?
Munchausen.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, my
Gypsy
God. Rolls.
Dude.
It's giving Gypsy Rolls.
It's giving Gypsy Rolls.
Was that? Yeah. Dude, that shit's crazy. Reminds me of that. So she came out with a memoir detailing her shit.
And like saying that.
She,
like,
and I, you know, I knew this. She said Miranda Cosgrove was always nice.
I knew she was a queen.
She's nice.
I love her.
Aww. She's
she
nice.
She looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks nice.
She's nice.
Did she say shit about Ariana?
I think she didn't say like about Ariana, but more about them working together and how she found out later that Ariana got paid more. And
right.
I kind of like on Wildin' Out when I'm like, all these guys get to pop in. Ariana got to pop in because she was working on her music career, whereas Jeanette had to sit around all day.
Right.
So, but everyone was like focused around Ariana. It was like Ariana.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read this.
In my head, I'm like, that's showbiz, but it's also a kid. you know what I mean?
I know.
It's hard to find the difference where you're like, you made money, suck it up. And then being like, well, you are a baby.
And unfortunately, as a 30-year-old working on a TV show that is showbiz, it just happens to be she was 10 when it happened. So that will fuck you up for life.
And it was like beyond, like she didn't want to do it. Like there are some kids who do want to be actors as kids.
Right.
And like, if that's the case, like, you make it work as probably a parent, but like, to force your kid to do that, like, when they don't really want to.
They don't want to.
And
sometimes they need money, though. Like,
I know, but like, but
that's not up to the kid.
I know.
That's your responsibility to go. Don't use your child.
That's abuse. Go put your kid to work in the supermarket and pack groceries.
Yeah. Not pay as well.
Not get fucked by Dan Schneider.
Dude, have them work at Aldi. It's $11 an hour and you can sit on the stool. That's what my mom told me when I turned 15. I got an application at Aldi for you. Go work at Claire's.
Go work at Claire's and get NYPD pizza.
And we all did it.
The bookstore.
But that's just crazy.
Oh, that's just crazy.
I'm glad her mom's dead too.
When you're a kid, you're like, I want to be a Disney kid. Mm. I want to be one so bad. Mm. Like, you just like see that facade of like the greatness, and then behind the scenes, it's like very creepy. Inside.
It's cuckoo bananas. Who do you think is gonna speak out next?
Ooh.
Do you think
Ariana? Justin Bieber is going through shit.
Oh yeah, he's been for a while.
He's always been going
shit. He's like saying he can't perform anymore because his face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's something going on.
Well, he's been he hangs out with the pastor.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
Oh, right.
Carl Lentz.
Yeah. From Hillsong.
Yeah. Sounds like a mob boss. But something's up with Justin. I think he might speak out. And then maybe who else?
I want Justin Timberlake.
I want the
to
Richard
speak.
Sisters to speak so Justin bad, but they
Timberlake.
Will never.
I want Justin Timberlake to speak only because I know he went through shit.
Yeah, I
want
to hear from people who are like ended up fine.
I always heard that.
I want to hear their stories.
I always heard that Justin Timberlake, though, his mom was insanely involved in his life and was like obsessed with him. So like, his mom was there at all times, like
supervising.
I don't really think
it all comes down to the family.
Yeah, of course.
Every family.
But then it's like if you have trash parents like Britney Spears who are just like, do whatever.
Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Amanda
Bynes. Britney Spears, who's
trash.
Out here talking wild. I'm like, she needs someone to babysit her.
She needs to go back in the
and
fucking conservatory.
What did she say recently?
What?
I don't know.
She said something like, I don't go down the Britney Spears rabbit hole.
It's not anymore. It's not fun for me. Her eyeliner is insane.
It's
clean
insane.
It up.
It's a little, it's
talk
blurred.
About Neutrogena.
Get them oil wipes. Get
that's
them off
what,
there.
That's what's bothering Stuart.
Get the makeup.
Not the naked like person eyeliner. Who used to be on MTV.
Her body looks
who's yelling for help.
literally butt naked. So is Tommy Lee. But
I like that though.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
I love Tommy Lee.
I see stuff like that. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll put out a nude.
Yeah.
You know, like if you guys want that. Let's
it's
go.
Easy
dude,
money.
It would be low key fire to get your nudes like released. Like remember when like Jennifer Lawrence did?
And
she was like, oh my
god.
So
good. And they were
wait,
so
you saw
they
the
were
nudes?
So classy. She's like,
yeah.
I'm like,
they're photoshopped.
Like, she had a photographer.
I couldn't
find
it.
Was just such good like PR. Like she looked amazing.
She looked fire.
No one has nude. Mine are just mine.
You know
are,
who
like,
had drama fucking nudes? Vanessa Hudgens almost
oh,
got kicked
Bush.
Out of
she had a
High School Musical.
And she had like a bush. I was like, okay.
I wonder, did she speak out?
Bush Queen.
Did Vanessa Hudgens ever speak out about?
No.
Because I feel like
she just said that COVID wasn't real. So. Yeah,
she's out of her own way.
In the beginning, before we really knew. No,
yeah. Damage done.
I was like, people boo, and now I'm like, Vanessa, let's talk.
She said, people are going to die.
Yeah.
Me about monkeypox.
All right, what else?
I know, the monkeypox thing is really stressful. I'm like, can we not talk about it?
We haven't been.
Right.
No, we haven't been. I haven't received one stimulus from it, so therefore it does not exist.
Until you send me 1,400, no
it's
more,
like
no
really
less.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
Until you send me 1,400, it's fake news.
Dude, that was I still can't even process all that COVID
I bought a
soul
cycle bike.
Yeah, you bought a soul cycle bike. I fucking paid off 3 credit cards. They kept sending us money.
Yeah.
I wake up to my phone, it's like... And it's just like a headline that says, all Americans will receive 1,800. And you're like, sick, dude. And you go back
that
to bed.
Awesome.
You go back
to
you smoke a blunt and then you go right
you're
back
like,
to
okay,
bed.
When mine dropped, I looked at my bank account. I was like, how did they know my bank account?
How did they know?
From your taxes. That's what they were using.
I was like, oh, you are connected to me.
I didn't even look into it. I was like, great. The government's got
that. But
that
means they can take shit out, because if you end up owing the IRS, they'll just pop it out.
No, they're not allowed to do that.
They pop it out.
No, they don't.
Well, maybe
pop
they start taking stuff
they're
of yours.
They'll pop it out.
They're not allowed
the
to do that. The thing is they're not allowed to.
They'll pop it
the
out.
Money back sells out.
Ashlyn, I have a corporation. It's called Maddie Smith Touring, and they'll pop that shit out.
LLC.
Shout out to Dexter, my manager.
They better not be popping shit out.
Character. One more topic. I think it's about Diet Coke, is it not?
Oh, we have a few more. How are we doing?
Well, for sake of time.
Okay.
Maybe we can bunch all those studies into one.
Yes. So, well, I'll do the the Diet Coke one first.
Happy 40 years to Diet Coke.
Yeah, she's 40 and thriving.
The queen is 40.
She's married to her career.
She is, 40 is the
she
new 20.
She looks good for 40. Yeah. I'm like she excited looks, to be 40.
She looks good for 40.
She really does.
She looks so good.
And they're coming out with a Kate Moss campaign to celebrate. Yes. Which is awesome.
Because she's 40?
No. I don't know. Like I don't know why. Maybe because she was a cokehead. I don't know.
Not a cokehead.
She's late 40s.
You can't say that on the pod.
Oh, no, sorry. She's a diet cokehead.
She's a diet cokehead. She's a diet.
And I am too.
Are you a cokehead? Yeah, I'm a diet cokehead.
Diet cokehead. But she's like doing this special collab with them.
My mom didn't
do
drugs, but she was a diet cokehead.
Yeah.
I should add that to my stand-up. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I'll suck a dick for a diet coke.
Yo, dude, I fucking would though. Sometimes on a hot summer day, one of those cans. And we talk about it every episode.
Yeah, every episode.
We'll talk about Diet Coke a little bit later. And then let's lump everything else into one. I think we got...
So we got people who exercise more display elevated brain response to
I agree.
Reward.
Mm-hmm. I exercise. And when I get a little treat, I say, that's a
surprise.
Little treat. Motherfuckers who don't exercise, they say, that was a good treat.
Yeah.
I say, wait.
What? Excuse me?
That was a treat. Exercise makes me peppy as fuck.
Well, yeah.
It changes everything.
I can feel the difference when I'm not exercising and when I am.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in my brain. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Like,
yeah. yeah.
I completely agree with Dude. That. When I'm exercising, I'm up. I'm like,
it makes you feel so not depressed.
Me
You're
too.
Like, I am not depressed yeah. right now.
Dude,
this is amazing.
I come home at the end of the night, I get the zoomies.
Yeah.
When I'm like exercising, I go
around the table. You're like,
my owner's like, there's your runners. And then I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Okay. That's a good study. What else?
Then there's another one that says early sexual experiences are likely to lead to healthier sex later in life.
Woo!
Which I think if you read close, if you read the text, it's like, it's a very like,
it just means study.
You were whore, if you read the whole thing, it was kind of,
you could poke holes in it. Yeah, and like, it's like define early.
I
like,
think it's more so just like, you were a whore then and then you will stay fun and a whore.
I think they were like advocating for like, not even intercourse, like just fingering shit when you're in high school. Cause it can like blossom what you know about yourself.
That's what, it depends how you have the early sex. If you have it with someone that loves you and you know,
and
you have
it with your
uncle, it's like not
right. So that's why Stuart was fucked for life. Down in Little Rock.
That's
she got that Little Rock, know what I'm saying?
Little Rock.
And then,
but it also could be like, if you're a whore, like you were saying, like if you're a whore in the beginning of your like sex career,
it has been a career. And I'm ready to retire.
Right.
Then when you marry, you're still a whore, but you're a married whore. And so you're kind of fun in the bed.
True.
Maybe.
I agree, though. It has to be loving, because like I said, my first boyfriend, huge penis. But by the time we started doing sex shit, I was just doing it because I thought it would like make him like me more.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, I had like shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah. I'm having a sexual awakening literally right now.
As
no, like,
speak.
This moment
speak.
Yeah,
I'm maybe coming. It's the Chex Mix.
I think it's the I put the in my prison.
Wait, but
there's a Diet Coke can in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, try
I
the
like that
checks.
Shit.
Have you
but
tried
I,
it?
I did, but if you start with loving and safe, you're set for life.
Yeah,
you be coming through penetration.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah,
but if you're not, it's like you're gonna have some mental blocks.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I couldn't come unless he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a joke. No one laughed.
No, I was like, that's how I am.
I don't think it was a joke because it was every woman's truth.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, he has to leave the room and break up with me. And then
you
I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to come. It's always after they break up that you're like, wait, I'm horny.
The minute they leave the door, you're like humping
like,
the pillow.
Yeah, you're sliding out the chair. You're like, wait a second, bring that dick back here.
Don't go out again. No, come back in.
Let's go to our first segment, I think.
Okay. Let's do it.
And it's called... Let's sync up.
Sinky.
All right, so let's do a quick round. Diet Coke has its 40th anniversary. We always start the pod with one question to get our fallopian tubes on the same page. To get us I just mixed that shit up. Fallopian tubes on the same page? That's funny. That checks makes
Tied
me fucking
hidden,
though. I be checked up.
On the page.
I be checked up.
That shit is mixing your words.
I am baked with Lori. If I'm going to be honest with you. I love that she lives in Staten Island.
Obsessed.
Okay, so today's question is, what was your first run-in with Diet Coke? When did you start drinking Diet Coke? What was everyone's origins?
Right. Wow.
I first met Diet Coke.
What'd you say?
I first met Diet Coke.
Go ahead.
I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to be drinking diet yet.
That's young.
Oh, aspartame.
And then I started drinking it and I was like, oh, nice to meet you.
It took me a second. It was always around and it would be like last resort for me. Mm-hmm. And I never really fully liked it, but something switched one day. I like looked at it. I had the can. I said, I like you. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like maybe mid high school.
Mm-hmm. High school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then college, I was guzzling Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi like a motherfucker. I didn't have one sip of water in college.
No.
I was like, your Diet Coke.
Piss absolutely was the not. Color of your shirt.
My piss came out like salt, like it was, it had carbonated.
I don't think I drank water in college.
Not at all. Not,
there's no way.
I would be hungover and drink Diet Coke. Yeah. And then I would go out at night and drink Diet Coke and rum.
Because water doesn't exist from when like 16 to like 25.
No.
Water does,
30,
the
I would argue.
You have like rabies from the age of 50.
Seriously. But my mom had it around since forever.
Diet she's Coke. A Diet Coke head.
Oh, yeah. She's a Diet Coke head.
Yeah.
And we would always have the 12 pack in the fridge with the little opening. But if she came home and there was no Diet Cokes,
then
left,
you get fucking.
Oh, she. My mom is so like
she beat everyone.
Not anymore because she's obviously.
Wait, but I can't picture your mom like that.
I know that's a crazy thing.
Jeanette
like,
was so
this
nice.
Bitch used to scream with the minorest frustration. Like, if I didn't take the chicken out, she'd be like, damn it, straight to hell, Madeline! And you're
you're like, I forgot.
My mom, too. I think I think sometimes being a mom just be like,
you lose your patience.
Like just you, just like, let, you just go right off.
Here. You're just exhausting. Everything right is right here. And then one little thing. My mom.
One little thing. The Diet Coke is gone.
My mom is a pothead. Has always been a pothead. People love my mom. She's a lesbian. Like, people love my mom. They're like, your mom is cool. Your mom is chill. I'm like, the bitch yelled about everything.
Yeah.
Every single thing. Like, I didn't want to wear, when I first got my period, didn't want to wear a pad. Yeah. Yelled at me for that.
Oh, I got yelled at for that too.
Yeah.
I'll tell my tampon story on the Patreon.
Yeah.
It's too
they
public
want
for
pussy to be for, tight.
My mom wouldn't let me wear a tampon. She was like, yeah.
Dude, no, my mom didn't let me wear a pad.
Oh. My mom was like, you need to get out of this. You need to, like, all the girls on soccer are wearing tampons, my mom's told me.
My mom's
like, you know, Caitlin wears tampons.
My mom wouldn't let me wear the tampon.
Same.
My mom wouldn't let me wear tampons, but she also, like, got mad at me because I didn't want to wear pads. So
free
like,
fall, baby.
Like, she just, like,
she wanted you to bleed in out into the streets of.
No, I didn't want to wear pads. She wanted me to wear pads. I didn't want to wear pads because they were fucking thick as fuck and it was hot.
Diaper.
And I got my period when I was like 9.
I know.
So you're like, it's like a pamper. I'm like, I just got out of the Pampers.
Yeah. I just got out of the pull ups and I'm still wetting the bed and now I'm bleeding the bed.
Yeah.
So someone put me in a black lung and let me live my life.
We would be so toxic in like elementary school. We'd be like, you know, if a girl like has a purse, like she probably. Started
oh right the purse
we would start drama the we'd purse, be like who do you think started we'd start rumors we'd
I used
like,
to keep that
know.
Shit in my back pocket
right
like
slip it up my sleeve
in a rubber band wallet
I wore it as a chain
your pads in a rubber band
you had a duct tape wallet
count it out like
I had chains with tampons on
yeah what's up yeah I'm bleeding
yeah, I got that blood
I'm a third grade
eggs,
woman.
Got those eggs. Fertile.
I'm a new Diet Coke head. Because I wasn't allowed to drink any soda growing up at all. So I always wanted like real Coke or real Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Because it was always like, this was more fun. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't want the diet shit. I'm already literally drinking.
Give me the real shit.
I'm drinking water and skim milk over here. Mm-hmm. And Crystal Light.
Skim milk.
Crystal Light slaps though.
It does slap.
I always had Crystal Light. So then in college, even I don't think I got on the Diet Coke train. And then I think I remember specifically like moving to New York. And I think I remember someone being like, it's very like hot moms that drink Diet Coke. Like,
yes.
It's really cool. And I was like, ooh, Diet Coke is cool. And I started loving it.
It's cool.
And then I worked in finance and we had them for free all the time. So once I was working in finance, I would just, I had a whole fridge right next to
and
my
once
thing.
It's free.
Oh.
When it's free,
any green room I walk into that has a fridge of Diet Cokes, I scoop them all into my bag.
Yeah.
You're coming home with me.
I got a suitcase. You're coming home with me.
I like when you're out to lunch with people and like they also get Diet Cokes. You're like, oh, cool. It's like a good way
to
tell.
It's really cool.
Who's on the same page as me?
The best Diet Coke I ever had was in New Brunswick with that lemon. With that lemon. Oh, it was like, it was so good.
I like it out of the can when it's really cold.
The bottle is not it.
The bottle
it just gets flat
it.
So quickly.
It doesn't
quickly.
Get as cold.
No. However, a little glass bottle.
Oh, the glass bottles.
When they come out with the glass bottle,
I'm like, I'm literally in Italy on the Riviera.
We were in New Brunswick. Coca-Lite? We're like, we're literally in Italy.
Coca-Lite.
A lot of like Mexican spots, like taco spots, have the glass bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. They those fucking slap. I'll be on that bottle like.
I have to be honest.
Oh my God. I'm so good. I've suck it back
a few
in one.
Regular Cokes lately.
Really?
No.
That's, yeah. That's actually more European.
No.
I don't mess with it, but I haven't. Every time I go to a rest stop, I get a big gulp.
Of Coke,
yeah, and it hits a spot.
A regular Coke, Diet
so Coke. Good.
It hits a spot.
Yeah, yo, when we went to Wawa and got one.
A fountain, a soda, a fountain Diet Coke.
Like in the so movie good. Theaters.
Oh,
I always get the theater.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you know what I love? The customization ones. Those soda machines that you can. There's like an iPad. Yeah. And you can do like Diet Coke, vanilla, peach,
orange, cherry.
They have like Diet Root Beer and stuff.
Yeah.
I went to the movies in Florida. They had one of those. I went back every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
for a different flavor. They have like vitamin water.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
That's my only career goal, to get one of those in my house.
When we were little, we had nothing. We only had nothing. High C.
We had High C. Sierra Seven
Up. Okay, but High C. Slap.
Yeah.
Pizza has not been the same since High C.
Pizza
has not been the same.
No.
How I got started with Diet Coke was I never drank anything diet. I was like, that's disgusting. I was like, that's gay. I'm not drinking that. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
well, we hate what we are.
It turned you gay.
You really hate what you are. You can see it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And when my dad first came home from jail, he lived like in a studio in the Lower East Side.
Wait, do they have Diet Coke in jail?
No, I don't know. Way.
You can. They not
have
in everything. A can.
They have honey buns because you have commissary.
Yeah, but
because you get commissary and you can buy stuff.
I don't know what that really means.
You are so Rodriguez right now. Tell us about the commissary.
So like if people put money in your account, right. Like you can go to the store.
Y'all better put money in my
account.
They
have a little convenience store.
I'll send you like
$10
a month.
I'll send you like $5.
The honey buns are probably like 50 cents.
I want more.
Okay.
20. I got to make deals and shit in there. I have to start a business.
Anna Delvey.
I have to start a business in there.
Yeah.
LLC.
Oh, so yo, no, she was right good. About doing that and then this.
That's what she said. Yeah, that's the munchie.
She set you up.
I know. She set me up for success.
Those are good.
For failure. So cute. Lemon blueberry.
I'm really hoping those have no. She said no THC, but I'm just like.
No, you're good.
You're like waiting for it to hit.
I'm
like,
oh my God. They look so moist. So,
oh my God. I love like lemon desserts.
Okay, so your dad got out of jail. Let's start talking about the scones. So my dad got out of jail.
Do they have scones in jail?
Lemon blueberry scones.
Do they have lemon blueberry scones in jail?
That's actually his hustle in jail.
He was the baker.
I'm a baker. I'm Ashlyn's dad, and I drive a slingshot.
Three wheels.
She has three wheels. That blows my mind.
So when he lived by himself, but he had us on the weekends. So he would go to his house, and all he had was Diet Pepsi.
You would go to a studio apartment.
Yeah,
Diet Pepsi.
But
I like Diet
but
Pepsi.
But he had like a queen bed, and being at my dad's house was the best. Because my dad is really fun.
Right. Yeah,
and he's
divorced dad apartments are my favorite thing.
He has a slingshot. I would assume he's fun.
Yeah.
What if he was just the most serious guy and he had a slingshot? Okay.
It was like a
business
brain.
Yeah, he works in finance.
Yeah.
He has a globe.
So it would either be like fucking faucet water or Diet Pepsi sometimes. But the thing about my dad was he lived by himself, and even though he had a lot of cups, he would drink from the bottle.
Nice.
So so we would all drink from the bottle from the Diet Pepsi, like me and my brothers.
Yeah.
Backwash, actually, that's y'all would all pass around a big liter.
I fully believe that.
That's more jail.
In a studio.
More jail for that.
More jail. But it wasn't that no scones for you.
It wouldn't even that we pass them around. It would be that it was like in the fridge, and we'd open the fridge and be like,
and you just
chug
it. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, I totally feel like that
because my dad doesn't drink juice.
That's why you never got COVID. Or you did.
I did get COVID.
Right.
And then I started drinking Diet Pepsi, and then. And then working at a restaurant, it was just like, I was just like,
you ever put a little cherry juice in there from the bar?
Yeah, the grenadine, you mean?
I have an insane Diet Coke story. Actually, it's not that insane. I set it up too well. But listen to this is a thriller. This is a thriller about my life. So I worked at the pizzeria, and we would get free drinks from the fridge. And they had a Coke can, and it was retro. And so it was Coke, but it looked like a Diet Coke can. And for like 2 months, I was drinking like three of these a day. And then I remember I looked at the can and it was like not Diet Coke. And I was like,
you were like,
I'm going to be sick.
What was it?
I was drinking full sugar the whole time.
Full sugar.
It was like cans of Coke. I don't know why I just grabbed it because it looked like Diet Coke. And I was just blindly like.
It was a retro can.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Turn my world like, upside down.
You know how like the cans have become like...
That's like Shutter Island.
Yeah, I was, yeah. It was my get out.
Where have I been?
Yeah. Should we move on for time sake?
Sure. How are we doing on time?
We're doing good. 40. Also, shout out to everyone who came up to Buffalo. I didn't even get to say that.
Our Canadian ladies.
The Canadian lesbians. Girls. Everyone had a great time. And we also have footage of you guys doing some podcasting while I was on stage.
Yeah.
And it's on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So on check it out. You can hear the booming laughter.
Yeah. No, we added that.
Oh, yeah. So you can hear a laugh track. It's going to be like watching Seinfeld.
Caroline was lit. It was amazing.
Caroline was lit. And she feels tipsy. Stupid. Everyone loves Caroline.
I told her you never talk. It's good that
everyone loves you. Literally everyone comments, Caroline, shut up.
No, I know.
When I asked the Canadian lesbians, that's what I'm going to call them.
Yes.
Stuart was saying how the girl could replace me because she's Spanish. Yeah. And she was like, oh, we can replace Asher. Yeah.
We have the same Rodriguez.
And Stuart goes, oh, yeah, it's easy to replace Asher. All you have to do is be mean to me. Mm. And so then I asked her, I said, who do you think is mean on the podcast? Who do you think? You think I'm mean to Stuart? She goes, I have something controversial. And I said, what? She goes, y'all all mean to Caroline.
Oh!
We are mean, though. Like, everything she says, it's like a silence. And then we're like,
hey!
I know.
No, more so when you say like your car sick, you get car sick.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I know.
Stuff like that. Or Sophia.
We throw you under the bus. We throw your whole family under the bus. All they do is invite us to the Hamptons.
Yeah, you guys better. All I have
We've
to
never
do
even
is
sit them a thank you note.
Caroline's been going to therapy. She's building her sense of self.
No, I haven't. We must diminish her. I feel like I've been off my rocker because my therapist is like doing bi-weeklies in the summer. And I'm like, I'll be like, I'm fine, of course. And I'm like, I'm going crazy. Anywho, I don't like
when the therapist tries to take care of their mental health. It's like, no.
I know. Yeah. She's like, I'm going on a retreat. No. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You're kidding me. You've been pretending you're normal this whole time. Now you're going on a retreat.
You're like, suck my dick. And she's like, no, suck my dick.
My therapist told me she's on Lexapro. I said, oh.
Oh.
So it's just two wackadoos speaking at each other, isn't it?
You're like, me too, bestie.
Shit. Yeah. I'm like, I'm crazy. She's like, I'm crazy. Wait a second.
You're like, how are you supposed to fix me if we have the same problem?
I know. And then she Venmo'd me $100. I said, hold on. Am I the therapist? Wouldn't that be that's a crazy movie? You're the therapist at the end.
And you never know.
You never.
It's like Shutter Island.
Yeah.
I love that.
I've been coming up with thrillers lately.
Oh, there was some scene in some TV show where this woman's just screaming, like going nuts, and then she like opens her door and it says like she's a therapist. You find out she was a therapist the whole time.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Is that Freaky Friday?
It's from this weird show that no one but me watched called The Romanoffs.
Oh, I've heard of that show.
Literally no one but me watched it. No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I liked it. The
concept is good.
But me. But therapists would be the craziest one.
Yeah. Takes one to know one.
My therapist is so composed. She doesn't give me one little inch.
Because she's a serial killer.
Right.
She's a murderer.
She like does not. I'm like, she thinks I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah, mine. I can't even imagine.
She probably thinks you're normal because the crazy people are not getting therapy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I get cut off all the time.
Thing, and if they are, they're creating storylines that don't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they'll use the therapist as a, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sus.
Yeah.
Anywho, what if we wrap this up? And Stuart, what is your speed dating question going to be?
Okay. So I actually got a really, really long question, but I'm, of course, just going to read this shorter one and then we can discuss more of the details on the Patreon.
Okay.
But pretty much she sent me like a long thing and then she sent too long, don't read. My religious dad is preventing me from getting engaged because I live in sin, because she lives with her boyfriend pretty much.
Right. Oh.
Do we get engaged / married without his permission or involvement? Do you think he'll come around?
My advice? I want Stuart's advice because she's kind of from a kind of conservative household.
I actually have a lot of advice about this.
You have a lot of advice, sir?
On the Patreon.
About the religious thing.
Oh, it's on the Patreon. Sorry. I was so moved by the question that I was like, let's get into it now. My bad.
No, we can.
I was thinking about it and then I realized I can't answer because I don't even know.
We'll discuss on the Patreon.
I have advice only because like I know I don't come from a religious place, but also like Kate's parents didn't fully
approve.
Yeah. Well, they hate you.
Yeah. Mm. Kate's parents, you know, would say, want me dead.
Yeah. I had to sleep in the outhouse.
Yeah.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Murder me.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Homophobe. Yeah.
But all right, cool. Okay. That's a good question.
Okay.
Yeah. That's I'm really excited to answer. And I have all the details too that I can share.
Okay. Yes. So we'll do that later. But let's go to our next segment. It doesn't even have a name. Does it have a name? It's a new one.
What?
It's called Ashlyn's Butthole.
Oh, okay. Okay.
As if you would let us see.
You wouldn't even put on a swimsuit.
Fake memoir. Bleached.
Memoir. Minds of a memoir. Memoir. It's not memoir.
Memories of a memoir.
Memoirs of a douchebag. Memoirs of a douchebag. That's close enough to Geisha. Okay, so in this segment, we know Jeanette McCurdy came out with a memoir, pretty much about her entire life.
What was it titled?
I'm glad my mom died. Fire title.
Yeah, it's so
controversial.
They said
it sold like an insane amount of copies.
I know. She took my special
title.
Sold
out. I know. It's sold.
Meanwhile, it's sold. I mean, that controversial title. I love a controversial title. A woman that's not afraid to speak. This is why men are on Tinder.
Okay, so here's a question for you guys. If you had a memoir about a chapter in your life, what would it be and what would it be called? I'll go first. I would like to write a memoir about my time working for a year after college selling fruits and vegetables to low-income people in Rochester.
Oh.
And I would call it Fruits of My Labor.
Oh. That sounds like very interesting.
Actually, I don't like the name now that I think about it. It sounds White Savior, doesn't it? No. I just like the word fruits.
It doesn't sound like anything.
VeggieTales. That's what I would call it.
VeggieTales.
Wait, VeggieTales is so cute. So also religious.
Religious. But I worked at I don't know. Did I tell you guys this? I ever told you guys this?
No.
Yeah, for a year after college, I worked at a food bank and we sold like fruits and vegetables like all over the region of Rochester. And I would run around like in this market that was like a farmer's market and like sell and like teach people how to cook healthy foods and stuff.
Your mother Teresa.
I know. I literally am like Gandhi.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm receiving so much good in my life now.
Did you juggle the fruits ever put on a show?
I never juggled the fruits, but I definitely did like a lot of weird like events that involved like kids. I had to show kids how to make stuff. I showed kids how to make stuff from like a community garden.
Oh.
I did like education with the kids.
I can't believe they allowed you next to kids.
Dude, it was nuts.
I know.
Like there were kids come at me and be like, what's a rutabaga? I'm like, dude, I shouldn't even talk to you.
You're like, suck my dick.
It's like a root vegetable and then they're already gone. So I would write about that and how crazy it was. It was really crazy.
Cool. Community garden. That sounds so wholesome.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sold cabbage.
Oh.
And I was making $800 a month in that job.
Wow.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Hell
That's
yes.
That's so cute.
It was cute. It was hard.
I have one.
Okay.
I have a story about how I was working at Coogan's as a bartender and then I read this article. I don't know if I talked about it here. This is when I was like not drinking for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. I read this article that if you have more than 36 drinks a week, you have a problem. You're an alcoholic or you have a problem. And I made the worst mistake ever, and
you
I
drank 36 in one night.
I counted.
Oh, we don't count in this house.
We don't count. The minute you count, you have to quit.
If you're not, as long as you wake up not hungover, you had two drinks.
Even 100%. It's usually like after three. I'm like, I know there was a lot.
Wine,
but I stopped.
Wine is two glasses, even if you had three bottles.
But here's the thing, and Bud Light is like water.
Water.
So I don't.
Arkansas water.
So does that count?
No. That's the water between the drinks.
Yeah.
No.
So I counted and I would realize that I'm like, oh, had three Bud Lights on Monday and two shots of Jameson.
Right.
Five drinks already.
Right.
That's not even
the
weekend.
Shots don't count.
And then
shots don't count. Shots don't count. That's for the culture.
Yeah.
Shots don't count. That's like a community thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but that's, like a beer counts.
That's like a wake up.
Right.
A shot is like a wake up.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even that was just Monday. It wasn't even the weekend yet. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm like counting them. I had like 64 drinks a week.
Ashlyn.
Well, they just with doing comedy and being a bartender.
Right. Oh, it's so hard.
Because like you got to think about it. Like people are like, "Have a shot with me." You're like, "Hell yeah!" Like, let's have a shot at work. Yeah. Like some of them aren't even. It's just work.
64 is a lot.
It's so much.
And so what did you say when you looked at the number?
You was like, "This can't be possible. I must redo my equation. This can't be." I was like, "I would like a recount." I was here like, "Yeah, drama." Like,
recount.
The votes were stolen.
The votes were stolen. So I called my manager.
Fraud.
Stacey Abrams comes out.
That's the Republicans hilarious. Are taking shots under my name.
You should say that on stage, actually.
So I called my manager over, who was like really cool, and like she Next knew her. Me, and she was like,
"Hey."
I was like, "Raylan, can you believe that I drink 64 drinks a week?" She goes, "Yeah, bitch, you're always drinking." Oh, so I was like,
"Is that the title of the memoir?"
No, so the okay. title of the memoir.
Yeah, bitch, you're always drinking.
I like that. The title is 64.
No,
when
title,
I'm 64?
The title is, and then I stopped drinking and bartending, and I was the most boring bartender. I was so uptight. Mm-hmm. I was just miserable. The title will be Get High on Your Own Supply. Like, if you're going to mm-hmm. be a bartender, drink. Mm-hmm.
Drink.
Yeah, do wow. not. That would be
yeah.
the title. It's technically not your supply. You're literally stealing from the restaurant.
Well, I'm in charge of it, so it's my supply.
It's just how I see it. It's, well, she at one point she thought, at one point she thought she was going to own Coogan's. She was like,
"Equity?
No,
it's my had those old white men." No. She's like, in the middle of them.
She's like, "I'm climbing up here."
Those men that owned Coogan's literally looked like the exact same old white man, and they
I know.
Even, they weren't even brothers.
Were they were White Walkers.
They looked like White Walkers.
Seriously.
Okay, so I didn't really do the assignment correctly. I just came up with memoir titles.
Yeah, okay, that's
fine.
That.
Based
on your life.
Memoirs of a smoothie worker. I could write about.
Oh, you could write about. Yeah, you could write about that.
That sounds crazy. You could call it my smooth life.
Yeah. No, memoirs of a smoothie worker.
Okay.
Literally just shot you down.
You're no, like, memoirs oh, okay. of a smoothie maker.
Okay. I'll never forget on Disney Channel. You're like, oh, on Disney okay. Channel, there was this like girl that was like interviewed at like the Disney parks back in the day, and they were like, "If you had a memoir, what would it be called?" And she's like, "Unique Monique." And I was like, "That's perfect.
That's perfect." I would be
I'll never forget.
Saddie Maddie.
Saddie Maddie.
Saddie Maddie. I have Margaritaville and Chill, Stuart and Not So Chill. Because I have Margaritaville stories about my dad.
Right.
And then dead.
And
I'm not glad
sad.
He died.
I'm sad my Margarita, dad is dead.
Margaritaville, Stouville.
Yeah.
Little Rock Bottom.
Oh.
Rock Bottom.
Okay.
Let me talk my shit, and I talk shit about everybody.
Okay.
I would love to do that, like meet me in the bathroom, but just like mediocre open mic or gossip.
Right. It's like Charlie, what's that
I would
movie?
Like to do a
Charlie
service
Bartlett.
Where someone like pays me and they submit a name and I tell that person what I think about that person.
I would love
like
that.
You can pay me and you submit like anyone in the world, but if people want to hear like shit talking, send me a name. $100, I'll tell you what I think of them.
Shark
for five
tank.
minutes.
That's good.
5 minutes,
that's a long time.
I you gotta know a lot of people.
But if you like them, it's like, yeah, I actually yeah. really like them. But if you don't, it's like, all right, I'll tell
like
you how
you
I
do
feel
that for real. Free.
we had a thing and yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah, what do you say?
I feel like you do that for free.
Yeah, but I could go into, but if anyone in the world wants
commodify,
yeah,
that's like a, you know what I mean,
yeah,
they could submit and be like, what do you think of
me? What if they asked you to do them?
Oh, we could do a pot. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
They need to be honest.
I'd say, yeah, I am mean to Caroline. She deserves it.
They have to pay you to talk
yeah,
shit.
It's hard to be nice to Caroline when her problems are so small.
No.
And we have trauma.
I can't set up the camera.
I wish the opposite. I wish I could pay someone $100 to be like, can I tell you what I actually
think
about
of you?
Oh, yeah.
You're so mean.
I would do that if you gave me money and been like, tell me how you
You're
really feel
so
about
mean.
Me.
You're so mean.
There's one person I'm thinking of that I would love to do that.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm like, this is
my mom. Let me tell you what I think
no
of you.
Two people.
I lead with kindness, but if you want to take on one of mine, you can.
Yeah,
I'll actually, would love
Caroline.
To
what
that.
Would you
oh,
do
would
for your memoir?
I know you.
Yeah. What would I do for my memoir? Probably, if you
Car
pick
sick.
At it, it will go away, and other lies I tell myself because I'm always picking at like my
so,
my
that's
like,
so good and
that's
other lies
good.
I tell myself.
I can't help like, but
wait,
you know,
that's like an Urban Outfitters book.
Yeah, this is trendy. I knew you would have.
I want this on the shirt.
Perfect.
No,
I'm not kidding.
I thought Smoothie Girl was indie
Smoothie
queen.
Girl.
If you don't think about it, it'll go away.
No, if you pick at it,
oh,
it
yeah.
will go away.
Because
I'm always picking at like my skin,
and
my face, my
hair.
Even
like thinking of thoughts that you have. You pick at thoughts. Yeah. I do that too.
I'm like, I gnaw away.
I gnaw
at myself. Like, I have like
a I fucking gnaw zombie. Like a dog with like a pig ear.
Yeah.
Like, how I'm much like, more fleas. Can I think of this issue?
I have a big eye and fleas and like.
Oh, it's like between my paws.
Yeah, my someone tries to grab it. You're like, shut up.
And then I have one about, like it's called For Your Hair and How I Learned to Read the Fine Print and Smoke Less Weed. So basically, long story short.
Oh, the hair drama.
Did I tell you I was putting hair shit on my face for a couple of months? I never told you because I was like, it was a time in my life where I was like smoking a lot of weed and like I feel like and there was fine print on the label.
So
the
that's
label.
Not this time of your part of your life.
No,
there was more. It can be like checks an ongoing.
Mix. That checks mix.
This is right. Nothing. This is Lori. This was Lori's sprinkle. I had to. This is work. So I had this like free sample of like beauty stuff that I got from like I think Sephora or something, and there was like this oil whatever that I was like I thought it was like moisturizer, and then I like 3 months later like smoking with my friend I'm using this stuff, do you want some? And I put it on her and she was like
your face smells like peppermint.
She's like, why is this so weird? I'm like, no, it's like that.
Why is it so thick?
Like, she's like, it's kind of, and I'm like, no, it's like
she's
that.
Like, it's filmy.
Motherfucker, yeah. Put
it's like hairspray
conditioner on her face.
Her fucking eyebrows are starting to like have little curls.
Yeah,
they're gonna fall.
She has a Jerry curl on top of her eyes. I'm like, are you doing something different?
And so we both look at the bottle.
You're glowing.
And it said For Your Hair, and we're both like, For Your Hair.
Like, there's color on your face.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, wow, I really need to stop smoking weed.
Oh no, it's
and
fine.
Read the fine.
So you would
sometimes.
Share stories about those sort of mishaps.
Yeah, I did a lot of dumb shit.
That's so good.
When I'm. Yeah, like not that's reading the great. Labels.
You have
not,
the best one so far.
Well, it's embarrassing. There's a lot of shame in my day to day. So,
oh, I got one. I got a memoir and it would be called Every Time I Was Wrong. And I list all of my huge anxious times of my life and I talk about them. And then at the end, I was like, and I was wrong.
Wow.
Like my thoughts were wrong.
Yeah,
that's good.
I would talk about the time where I thought.
Should I like, do it? Are you lying?
I think we should all be a little older before we write memoirs.
Oh yeah, well we're just brainstorming.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
real.
What I just well, Jeanette McCurdy was
you
30.
Asked it, but you should really do it.
Oh well, I was thinking about like going to Edinburgh next year.
Oh well, yeah, we can do that
as like okay, a one
woman
show.
Thing, yeah, though. We have a whole different thing for that.
Oh yeah.
Wait, okay, you guys are doing an Edinburgh thing?
No, you can come.
Just her.
But I literally just thought of it yesterday.
But I'm the unpaid director.
We'll get paid.
We'll get paid. Okay. No, yeah. I want to go to Edinburgh too.
I manifest
as a one woman show.
I will do. I also.
Do you want to direct?
Hell yes. But okay. We gotta talk about this.
It's
off the pod.
Applications.
Wait,
in
what time is it?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to go. So listen,
how are we doing on time?
We're almost 57.
Okay, so let's Patreon.
I also want to write something about. The Bible camp I went to, because that shit was wild.
What could it be called? My God is an awesome.
Us is a God. God.
I would also like to write about the time for like 2 years I thought Tupac was my dad.
Oh.
That's a good one.
And what would you call it?
I would say, California daddy.
I have a quick question before we go to Patreon. What's the song that's like, and I'm gonna sound so stupid, but The Cellar last night, they were playing, the keyboard was on mm-hmm. stage and they played that song. It's like,
oh, Dr. Dre.
What is that song?
Hypnotic.
Okay.
Is it Hypnotic or is
they
it...
were playing it on the piano and then they did a drum solo.
Wow.
And I was like, I want to listen to that song tomorrow, but I couldn't remember what it was. And I couldn't ask anyone because I'm on Wild and Out. So
right. They're going to be
can't
like,
show my cards.
Can't show my cards. That's a good memoir.
Can't show my cards. It's my like time as a gambler like for one night with Yovan.
It's either Explosive, Still Dre, or.
I think it's Still Dre.
Still, yeah. That's the one that's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's still Dre.
No, but then the
Still
and
Dre.
Then we'll go to Patreon after this. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not good.
Wow, you did a really good job, actually.
But that was.
It's a great song.
This needs to be saved for the Patreon. You look so white right now.
Throw some money at it. Make a dance.
She's vibing.
Anyway, see you guys on the other side.
Bye.
Oh, Caroline's Corner will be there.